Welcome to Are We Gonna Talk About It with Ty
and Taryn. It is a space where we have candid conversations surrounding
faith, marriage,
family, and ministry.
Here we go.
Yo, we're in here.
Let's talk.
I forgot that part.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for streaming with us. Thank you for watching and thank you for listening.
Welcome back.
Welcome to Are We Gonna Talk About It with Ty.
Yay, and Taryn.
And I'm excited about this episode today. Mm-hmm. Today, we're gonna peel back some covers.
Yay.
We're gonna talk about some real emotions and feelings that we in right now.
in the heat.
Right here in the moment.
Oh, but y'all, how y'all been doing? How's everything been going?
Y'all drop it in the comments. Let us know.
It's almost out the door.
I know.
Cannot believe it. Like we really only have maybe like 2 or 3 more weeks until the kids are back in school,
yeah,
y'all.
That's crazy.
And I know some kids go back like after Labor Day,
mm-hmm.
but for our kids,
not mass.
They're going back very, very soon. And
yeah.
So I kind of feel like summer like came so fast and it went.
Yeah.
Like I'm still like thinking that we're in
June.
Yeah,
ours go back the second week in August.
Yeah. In August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
And for those of you who want to know or who were, you know, wondering if I ever did what I thought I was going to do. No, I did not put my swimming pool up this year.
Oh, I thought you were talking about working out.
Woo!
You did.
I did. I know I can do better.
You did.
I can do better.
I can too.
Yeah. Accountability as far as that. Yeah. I am going to do better.
Glorious.
Uh-huh. Yes. So yeah, I didn't put the swimming pool up. That's what I was gonna say. It just didn't happen, and I'm okay with
that. I didn't
put
the swimming pool up.
Yeah, we didn't put the swimming pool up. You know what, you helped put the swimming pool up, but you don't like help with the maintenance of it. Like, that's just not, you didn't sign up for that, and I'm okay with that. But we didn't have time to do that.
The summer went super fast. The kids are like, hey, we putting up the pool, and it's like, but if we do, like, it's almost over.
But they've been having fun. You know, they've been able to do some things here and there. And so I think it's been a great summer, you know.
It has been a good summer.
It's been busy but productive. But speaking of summer, y'all know we've been kicking out these episodes like
every week.
We have not taken a break. And so as we gear up for the kids to go back to school, I think this is going
Cue
to
the
be
violin.
We're going to take a break.
Yes.
But we will be right back.
Okay.
You're going to join in.
Song time.
So, yeah, we're going to take a break for the month of August. And we'll get back started with Are We Going to Talk About It episodes in September.
Yeah, our second season.
I think it's
necessary sometimes to do that, especially with, and we had an episode talking about seasons and changing with the seasons and having these talks. So with the kids about to go back to school, it's a whole new season.
Yeah. Going to kindergarten. Third grade.
Refreshing, reprioritizing, getting everything straightened in line so that we can make sure that we have everything that we need.
Yeah.
And if we do, then we can make sure y'all got what y'all
need.
So I think that's important.
Yeah. So we'll come back and circle back just to kind of close out, you know, officially for this wrap up. But let's jump into this conversation today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I should be asking myself because I'm the one that's like sitting on the sofa and having the talk for real.
Lord help
the way that you came at me, like in a good way.
It's actually a good segue coming out of the summer because like this summer has been, it feels like one of the busiest summers and one of the I don't even know what word to use for it, but it's just been almost overwhelming,
mm-hmm,
almost
mm-hmm.
overwhelming, where it's just been like it's just like so many things back to back to back,
yeah,
to back to
and
back
these
to
are
back.
Things that I think the thing that gets me is things that are that we're supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and not like things that we're just trying to busy ourselves or do extra things. These are things that we know that God has instructed us to do in this
mm-hmm.
season.
Yeah.
And so the responsibility of that.
Absolutely. So what happened?
So yeah, I had a moment and I just felt in that moment that it was a lot. Like I was like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I got this going on, I got that going on. And it's like, these are all things that I know I'm supposed to do. But, you know, it was a juggling act and I felt that pressure of responsibility on me. And so mm-hmm. You came in where I was working at and you were like, are you all right? And what did I say?
No. Let's start over.
This is my perspective.
Okay.
And you can give your story. You know how they do the two stories, yeah, and it's like two different okay. scenarios.
So, we were sitting at the same table. Uh-huh. We'd actually been sitting there for a long time. We were working there? Exactly. Exactly. That's how bad it was.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. You're right.
So we were both sitting at the table. We've been sitting there working across from each other for, I don't even know how long we were sitting there, but we were there for a while. And then I said, I think I had some music playing on my laptop while I was working. And I said, oh, this song got me from the intro. I said, have you ever heard this song? And you didn't say anything. And I said, I think I might have repeated it. I think I said,
I do remember that part.
I think, have you ever heard this song? And you said, no. You didn't even look up or halfway responded. You just said no. And so I was like, okay. All right. What's up with her? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But then I just said, are you okay? And you said.
I said, I am not okay.
No, how did you say it?
I don't remember because you heard it through your perspective. Why don't you tell me? You're being my mirror right now, and I'm okay with that.
Not only did I hear it from my perspective, okay, this is the truth.
Finally, right? Finally, because I don't know.
You said, are you okay?
I think you asked me if I was okay.
And you said, no, I'm not okay.
I said it like that.
Yes, you absolutely.
I apologize.
Yes, you absolutely. I'm sorry. Did.
I'm sorry. Yes. It wasn't towards you. It was just towards the.
You said a couple other things. They weren't choice words or bad words or anything like that. But you said a couple other things, but they were personal things with some things that you were working on. So I won't, disclose that.
Yeah.
But you said, no, I'm not okay. I'm ready to get this over with, or something along those lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I was just like, I could have done a.
Yeah, you could have got offended by it.
I could have done a couple different things, and this is what this conversation is about today. We're being open and we're being transparent about some of the things that we deal with, and this just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So this ain't something that we dealt with last week and we overcame.
We wanted
a long
to talk
ago.
About it.
We wanted to talk about it while it was still raw, so that we could give you some of the tools that we use that we work through. And so in the moment, I did have all the feelings
because I thought I was attacking you.
I did feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because I thought you were attacking me.
Okay.
But more so like, why does she feel like she could talk to me like that?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like feeling like, who is she talking to?
I didn't know, I said it like that.
That's just raw reaction for
uh-huh,
me.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I've seen in the past how, if you are frustrated or upset and I match your energy,
it doesn't go well.
It escalates.
Yeah.
It escalates.
But I really did not know that I said it like that, I think. I think I was just saying it because it was raw response to what I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't take how I was saying it, into consideration to you. Because I don't think I was even expecting you to ask me that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was crazy because I think you asked me like, when you said that you weren't okay, or I think we were talking about like, normally I would probably just say I'm all right and kind of just leave it at that. But in that moment, I think because just the growth, even though the response was not cool at all, and I do apologize for that. I think.
Wait a minute, what'd you say?
I just said I apologize because I didn't know it came out like that.
Wow.
Like I didn't know it came out like that.
Wow, that sounds so good.
It sounds good. Okay, sarcasm. No, I'm not saying it
just,
again.
Just one more
because
time.
Now that's sarcasm,
that's all I
and
asked
I'm
for
not
just,
doing that.
Oh, wait, just one more time,
no,
please.
The Lord loves you.
Oh, that feels even better.
Ah, yes. Okay, good. So, but what I think
we have come a long way.
This is progress. Yes, but what I'm saying is just like I didn't even consider or even have reservations in saying that, oh, I'm just all right. I was just like,
because you were not all right.
I was not all right. And
you were
what I recognized in that moment, it was actually liberating to say,
I
was being honest with myself and I was able to be honest with you. And I think that's the thing that I wanted to highlight in today's conversation is we have worked on this, you mm-hmm. know, we have made sure that we could have a space where we could have raw expression, mm-hmm. you know, and give each other that grace in it, because it's just like, okay, we're still growing in this thing,
but not disrespectful.
So, me not thinking that you will be judgmental towards me.
So just because I felt disrespected doesn't mean that you were being disrespectful, because for you to say, no, I'm not okay, it's not anything towards me. You're mm-hmm. actually speaking from where you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so for you, I think it's okay. I think you said an important thing. We've created a space for that.
Right.
So because I know that you don't normally react that way, mm-hmm. right? It gave me an opportunity to say, okay, this is out of character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If this was in character, if this was a natural, if it's like, bro, she do this once a week.
All the time. Right,
she
does all right. The,
and that's, and I think that's where couples get messed up. It's like, they'll hear something like this and they'll say, oh, well, she said the same thing and look at the way her husband responded. But it's but how often do you do that? Are mm-hmm. those habits that you have created, and do you have a safe space for y'all to be able to have raw reactions without being offended? Mm-hmm. So because we've created that, because it's out of character and that's not your normal response. When I heard it, initially I wanted to react, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. then after combing through those thoughts, just like, this is not normal. She doesn't normally do this. Mm-hmm. This is out of character. It wasn't aimed at me. This was her knee-jerk response. Mm-hmm. For me, it was, okay, let me give her space and let me give her grace. This is not a moment for me to ask more questions. Well, babe, what's going on? Well, you know, what's the problem?
Because I wasn't at that point of wanting to talk about
it. And so for me, it was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Grabbed my water, kept typing on my laptop. We literally sat there probably for another hour, maybe another mm-hmm. hour and a half with no talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many couples would be able to sit there after a reaction or after a discourse like that mm-hmm. and be able to sit there and be okay with it for another hour?
Right. Right.
Not to say that it was easy.
No. Right. Right.
But at the same time, it's just like, but this is what's necessary. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to storm out, because again, that would have escalated things, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And so giving you that space for you to be able to process mm-hmm. yourself.
Yeah, and that's the part too. It wasn't just like, I'm going to say what I want to say and not even hold myself accountable for it. Like, because I didn't, mm-hmm. for me, like I said, I didn't know that it came out that way. But in that moment, I was already praying through some things, like, mm-hmm. and talking to the Lord, you know, with some of those things.
Yeah,
and just processing through it. So it was kind of like, in my processing, it was like you made an entrance in, and I'm like, I've still got to talk to the Lord about some of this stuff, because this is where I am right now. Yeah. But, you know, thank you for that, you know, being able to give me that moment mm-hmm. to gather myself. But I think it's healthy to be able to have these conversations. And so did you still want to talk about like anything else from that?
Yeah. Moment? So after that moment, because I think this is the most important part of that moment. Mm-hmm. After that moment, I think later on in the evening, you were still, you know, a lot of the things that were frustrating you, you were still working on some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so again, I started to say something, but I'm like, you know what? Let me give her a space. Let me give her a grace, but still kind of being mindful and prayerful. Mm. So then obviously this morning, or the morning of this recording, at least, you know, when we sat down to talk about it, then I said, hey, you want to talk about what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And so we had already, like, so we have a day where we meet and, mm-hmm. you know, we knew we were going to talk. I didn't know that you were coming for me in the meeting, but I appreciate it, you know. So we covered whatever we needed to cover, like some initial things, and then you were like, okay, now we need to talk about some personal things. Mm-hmm. And
well, if I can and again, that might have been your perspective, but if I can comb back through from what I remember when we sat down to get ready to talk. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that was the first conversation, actually.
It was. I think we touched on like one minor thing, and then you were like,
I was intentional about bringing it up at the beginning mm-hmm. because I knew if I don't deal with this, it's going to be on my mind while we're working through
everything
finance
else.
Or budget or schedule yeah. or anything else. So I'm like, well, let's talk about this first. Not to mention, I feel like it's always a good thing to find out where people are before you dive into business or finance or any other conversation anyway. Because if you find out where they are, then it's like, I know how to deal with you in this conversation.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be a long, drawn out 15 minute, but that's sometimes why, you know, like some people don't like small talk, but sometimes honestly, that's why small talk is really good. Like,
yeah,
it's not just, oh man, look at the clouds outside. Like it's been raining all day, but more so like, hey, how are you doing? How's your day?
Mm-hmm. It gives you a moment to let down your guard.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you know, yeah. you're basically saying, where are you right now?
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, where are you? Because it gives somebody an opportunity to say, bro, I've been having a terrible morning. So it's like, okay, let's spend some time with you.
Let's sit in that for
to
a
get
bit.
You to a space mm-hmm. where we actually can talk about whatever the conversation. So yeah. I felt like it was necessary to bring that up to say, all right, are we going to talk about what mm-hmm. happened yesterday? And we've built the type of relationship where we can say, so.
What was that
yesterday?
What
yeah,
was
like,
that?
All right, I gave you your space. Uh-huh. But now, like, we gotta
talk about
like,
that. And I knew eventually we would need to talk about it. I think I needed that time, you know, mm-hmm. yesterday. Well,
I needed that time too.
You know, I needed that time to kind of just, you know, process through. And like I was like, I'm not just sitting in it and wallowing in the pressure of what I was dealing with. It was just like, mm-hmm. I'm praying about this. Like, I'm taking this stuff as it comes. I'm taking it to God as it comes. I'm still casting my cares and even declaring the peace of God over me concerning just responsibilities and things that I have to do.
Yeah.
And so when you came, it wasn't like a guard. I was mm-hmm. just like, okay, now maybe it was kind of like, okay, you want to talk, you know, mm-hmm. maybe it was a little, it wasn't like reservation, like I'm going to completely avoid it. But mm-hmm. I think initially, cause I wasn't expecting it, in the meeting, you know, and it wasn't like a setup to say, hey, we need to talk about this later to give me time to prepare. But I was ready for it and I was okay with it because like you said, we've built that relationship and that strong communication with one another mm-hmm. that it doesn't feel completely awkward. You know,
so you are a woman of many faces.
Uh huh.
What
does
agree?
That mean? Can you break that down?
You cannot hide your feelings.
Oh
your
yeah.
Emotions. Well,
yeah.
You,
my
well,
facial
you can,
expressions are
you,
strong.
You can, but at least within
you know.
Our home,
you
yeah,
know.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So during the conversation, and I can't even make the face, but I know the face.
Uh huh.
But the face that you were making was, you are reading me. And I don't like it.
And I don't like it. It don't, no, because you put in the mirror
it
on
was,
me.
It was, I know I need to hear this.
Yes.
But I really yeah. don't want to hear this. And just to give,
yeah.
just to give some context with this, I'd hate to say this, but you apologized earlier. So I'll throw you a lob on this
throw
one.
Throw me a lob, please.
normally, it is you who's holding the mirror up to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like,
oh, you make faces too, huh?
I don't want to hear it, but it might uh-huh. be right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to me holding it up to you, sometimes it's a little tougher because you like, I don't know. You better bring your receipts. You better come correct. Like you better you better fact check on every single thing that you bring in. And so like for me to bring it to you, like, and that's part of the reason why I had to give you that space, because initially I wanted to come at you like, who do you think you are? Like, why did you talk to me like that? Like, uh-huh. Uh-huh. I don't think that was cool.
Yeah.
But for me to have my space too, it allowed me to come from it from a different angle. Like, okay, I see you. I see you. What's going on. I understand.
Wow.
This is how we need to
yeah.
address it.
Instead so, of taking it personal,
instead
you
of taking
looked
it personally.
At me, like the person yeah. and say, it's a need.
So that was helpful for Ooh. Me because then while you were making your faces, I don't know if you noticed, but I wasn't
you ain't
fazed.
Budge.
I was not fazed
you
by
not
your
budge
faces.
At all.
It was just like, it don't like this.
But my
is
face
what
wasn't towards you. It was just kind of like that, oh, he's exposing me right now
right.
in a good way.
But if
I know this is good for me, but it doesn't feel good.
If I had taken it personally, then even your faces, you know, normally when we're talking and you make a face, I'm like, babe, that
babe,
like,
yeah, you'll
and you're like, but I ain't
face.
Say nothing. I'm like, but it's your face though.
Uh-huh.
And if you're making a face while I'm talking, it's still offensive, right?
Help me.
And so, but you were still making faces, but I was seeing past it because mm-hmm. I'm just like, I don't care. Not that I don't care how you feel.
Right. But you knew
I don't care.
What the need.
Yeah.
You needed to get to the root.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it made the conversation easier for me because I'm like, I know it's more than just the frustration. I know it's more than just like the look of it or even your response. And if I can say this too, because I know somebody's listening, and I know somebody needs the same encouragement, just to peel it back, the transparency a little bit more. A lot of the frustrations was like, is where I am right now where it's just going to be? Like, is this my new normal? Is this where I'm going to stay? I desire to be debt free. And if I could be debt free, then that would also free me up. You got, how many people do you know right now who are on a job that it is a good job? It is a blessing. Like God has favored them. And you would never talk bad about it. But at the same time, like, this ain't it.
But this is not all that I believe.
But this ain't it. Everything that I'm doing right now is not everything that I've been called to do. And having the frustrations of, but I got this, I got that, I got to balance this, I got to pay for this, I got to deal with this. We got the kids, we got the ministry, we got free time for us, we got date night, we got all of those things. And it's just like, bro, but I feel bound by everything else. You know what I mean? And so like those feelings, those frustrations are real. But at the same time, I think the resolve that we came to was, but this is the reality of the season that we are in right now. So if we are in this season right now, what do we do now?
What do we do now?
Right.
So as we were sitting there and we started having this conversation, Pastor Ty came out.
Pastor Ty, oh Lord. Pastor,
my pastor. And you know what? Actually,
that's a whole message by itself.
And I respect, I was like, this is actually a session with my pastor right now. I didn't see like my husband, like, even though I know you were coming from, like, because you got to see, you get to see more sides of me. So you see like some of those sides as my husband. But when we were sitting at that table, I really felt like this is my pastor talking to me right now. And I need to hear it.
Which is funny because while I was talking to you, I don't remember what you said, but you said something. And I said, okay. So I said, 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
I said, oh, he pulling out the Bible on me. He's pulling out the word.
Y'all, she ain't lying. That's exactly what she said. She said, oh, you going to the Bible on me?
Oh, we doing that. Okay.
She said, oh, you going to the Bible on
y'all,
me?
Y'all, I'm here for it, and though. I love it.
And my response
was, thank you, Jesus.
Don't worry, talk about washing your wife with the word.
Wash me.
And that's exactly what she said too. Wash me. Wash me. But like, so it's necessary like to see past like, oh, this is just my wife. This is my friend. This is my mama. This is just my cousin. And like get so comfortable to the point where it's just like, oh, would she always do that? She just going through a phase. Yeah. Like, all right, cool. It'll be. And like it. And so it also makes me consider like how often we skip over our own or the people closest to us to encourage, to pour into and minister to everybody else. Like I had to, I don't want to get off the subject, but I had to check myself even for our kid or with you sometimes, but even with our kids, like looking over them to be a blessing to other kids for back to school. Looking over our kids to encourage somebody else's parents with their kids, you know what I mean? But not skipping over that. So even for you, like making that time say, okay, all right, what do you need right now?
Wow.
Do you need a vacation? Do you need to get away? Do you need a date night? No, it's more than that. It's deeper.
I said it like that too?
No, you did. That one was exaggerated. But like, but recognizing when it is more than that. Okay, so.
So what do we do?
Like if you got a word, a lot of times that hits deeper than a vacation.
Yes, sir.
Just this past week, we pulled out the scripture, times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. It's just like, bro, you can go on a vacation. You can do an overnighter. You can have your Sabbath day.
Right.
You can have your rest. Like you can do all of that. But true refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. So even if you have a busy schedule and you don't have time for a vacation, time for a nap, time for rest, time for a getaway, you can still be refreshed in the presence of the Lord. And so like me understanding that is just like, dang, we ain't had a date night. We ain't had a vacation, just us in a while. Like we may not have had those moments, but I know I can steal away in the presence of God and feel refreshed. So me pulling out the scripture was like, this ain't trying to be uber deep or uber spiritual, but at the same time,
we need to invite the presence of the Lord in this conversation.
This is what's necessary because obviously, and I think even you said it was just like, no, I don't need a vacation. Like even before I shared the scripture, you said out of your mouth, I don't feel like this is one of those moments where I could just take a vacation or I can just get away for a minute or get a Sabbath or whatever. And so, but I felt like it was a little bit deeper than that. So, all right, let's put some word on it.
Put the word on it.
Was that something you could stand good. On?
Yes, yes. And it was definitely helpful. Just being able to break open, even though it was just like, oh wow, like I really feel the sharpening.
Yeah.
You know, coming from
so,
that. Yeah.
So on that, iron sharpens iron. I do think it's interesting because, like, I know I didn't think about it getting married, but I know I don't often think about iron sharpeneth iron in marriage,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy.
Right, right. But I think, go ahead. It's like, that should be a thought. It should be an afterthought. It should be the thought because in marriage, marriage is going mm-hmm. to expose you. Marriage yeah. is, and that's the purpose. One of God's purposes for marriage is not just to be all lovey-dovey, and just, you know, yeah. all of that. It's to like be
that's
able
a bonus.
To,
like that's a plus.
Yeah, that's extra, marriage, but though. It's to be able to sharpen one another and hopefully grow and develop mm-hmm. into the image and the likeness of God. Like yeah. that is one of the purposes of yeah. marriage. And so, there will be sharpening. There will be a mirror put on you to show you, mm-hmm. you know, your weaknesses, yeah. you know, from your spouse, you know, your spouse mm-hmm. being that mirror and showing you some weaknesses or right. just that tension mm-hmm. that comes. But from it, instead of allowing it to break you apart,
it's
supposed to strengthen you and make you stronger. If you can think about like working out, you know, you put that pressure on those muscles yeah. and it grows. And so being able to understand like that's a purpose in marriage, but people don't like.
So I wonder how many like couples feel like that tension is a bad thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They see it as like an attack. Like, but it's because, but you know, and it could happen so easily because like you said, you almost got offended with even my response to you,
mm-hmm.
but you took some time gave me some time and you took some time for yourself. And the Lord was able to show you that it's, mm-hmm. it's her
yeah.
and it's deeper. And this is what she mm-hmm. needs help with.
Yeah.
Helping mm-hmm. each other.
Absolutely.
It's sometimes it's not a personal attack. Mm-hmm. Maybe in some relationships it is, like, you know.
And that's what makes it hard.
But, you know, being able to be on the same page to know, like, okay, I'm not attacking you. And even going as far as to say that, because I think we've had to say that to each other, like, this is not me attacking you. This mm-hmm. is not against you, but this is what I see mm-hmm. or this is how I'm feeling, you know, and being able to talk about that type of stuff.
I think that's important, though.
Yeah.
One thing that I heard when we got ready to get married, one of the good pieces of advice that we got was that your spouse is not your enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Your spouse is not your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it feels like they are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? When they say certain things, like, and you said it, I think it's good sometimes to give kind of that preface by saying, look, I'm not attacking you, but this is what I see.
Yeah, you create that safe space by saying that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because, like, what do you do when you feel like it is an attack? Like, you retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Iron sharpens iron. Like, instead of me taking this as you're sharpening me, I feel like you're cutting me.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And so everything that comes out of your mouth is just like,
mm-hmm.
bro, like, is she really, like, what does she mean by that? Like, what is she trying to do? Like, what?
Check this out. Proverbs 6:4, it says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. And so in marriage, like, we're friends and we say mm-hmm. this all the time. Like at the end of the day, we're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we have a friendship that's a foundation for us mm-hmm. as well in our marriage. So it feels like a wound, mm-hmm. you know, when yeah. you are telling me something about myself, something or holding me accountable
that
to something that is
mm-hmm.
the truth
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that is going to help me
mm-hmm.
to grow. That's mm-hmm. going to help me to, realign myself according to the word and the will of God. And so sometimes it hurts, but it's mm-hmm. helpful and it's healthy.
Yeah.
And because I know that you have my best interest at heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, through conversations, through just being able to talk to one another, you know, I know that
yeah.
this is not a cut. You're actually
yeah.
sharpening me.
I think some people too, like you have people who are either they don't have real friends that are telling the truth, mm-hmm. or maybe they have friends that want to protect the relationship, so they don't tell them the truth. And so then, like me as your husband or you as my wife, when you tell me the truth, something that you see, because you're the closest person to me,
right?
You're the person
right.
that sees beyond the flaws, beyond the veil, beyond the facade that maybe you put on with friends because you want to protect those relationships too. Then it's just like you get offended because you're like, my friends ain't told me that. Mm-hmm. My family ain't told me that. People around me, but my own spouse, like, and I ain't talking about, again,
just
attacking.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, look, this is the truth. Like, yeah. I love you, so I have to tell you how I feel or what's going on with us. And it's hard to take it from that person because it's just because I see the depths more than everybody else, then I should have more of a right to speak to some of those things, as opposed to people that is just like, yeah, I love my best friend, I love my girl, I love my homie, I love my boy. But at the same time, they may only tell me but so much truth. Mm-hmm. Because if I am completely honest with you, this might mess up our friendship.
Yeah.
But in a marriage, it should be, I am butt naked. You know what I'm
right?
saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
like, yeah. To be, and it's graphic, but it's not graphic. It's marriage.
Yeah.
But like, for us to be butt naked in front of each other, it's just like, that's my wife.
Yeah.
That's my husband. Like, why would I be ashamed? Mm-hmm. Like Adam and Eve in the garden. Like they were ashamed. Like, why would I be ashamed of this? Like, I done seen every part of you. If y'all not really? Been around by this, I know. we didn't see. And so what I'm saying we've seen all of each other. And so there's nothing to be ashamed about.
Yeah.
So even like, you know, metaphorically or even conversationally or emotionally, like, because I know everything about you, I shouldn't be afraid to speak to those things that I see, as opposed to other people around you. They don't see everything, so they may not speak to everything.
Yeah. And so I think it's just like weighing out, like, this is not an attack, you know, and that requires both to be able to have that understanding between one another. Like, you know, I'm not attacking you, and I know you're not attacking me when you come to me, and working through whatever it is, even though it may still be kind of uncomfortable. I think sometimes it's just like you kind of give the example of us both being naked before each other and knowing and seeing each other. I think there are issues that may come when you're naked before me, but I'm talking about you. Or I'm calling out certain things that you may actually be insecure about, but because I'm not spending time in the presence of the Lord myself, I don't really have an awareness, a spiritual awareness, to see what's really going on with you.
Yeah.
And so any little thing can cause offense.
Those are the most dangerous.
Yeah. So moments. I got to ask you this real quick before we end. What if somebody says, okay, I see this issue with my spouse, how do I go about addressing it? Like, what would you, I guess, share with them?
I feel like timing and approach, I think, are two of the most important things, and then I'll say what I think is probably the most important.
Okay.
Timing, as in, like, you want to catch them in a space where they have a clear mind. So like, when you were in your moment, I knew that wasn't the right time, right? But the next morning, it was just like, okay, we kind of got a fresh slate. I know it's still there, but at least there's a clear mind.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a clear space to be able, to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then approach. I'm not attacking when I approach. Instead, it's like, hey, can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Right? And then I think the most important thing is, like, let me pray about it first. Let me sit with how I feel.
That's good.
And determine, is it me? Or if it is really them, then let me first deal with me. Let me pray about it. Let me even ask God, all right, show me how do I need to address this? Like, I pray about all of those things because I believe that God gives us peace and he'll even give us wisdom. He'll give us direction. He'll give us the words to say. It might even be a Bible verse, but he'll give us maybe sometimes how to deal with it so that even if your timing might be bad, even if your approach might be bad, like, he might still give you wisdom about, okay, this is the root, or this is how I need to come at it. And I feel like, to me, like, that's the most important thing.
I
think you got to consider all of those things.
Yeah, I would agree. Good wow. Deal. This has been good.
This has been really good.
It's been refreshing.
Y'all, we let y'all in.
Yay.
I mean, I think we talk about some things, man, but it hits a little bit different, like when you're in the moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or when it just happened, you know, and but it's growth and I love it.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Love
this
it.
Is marriage.
Yeah, yeah. This is definitely marriage. And I mean, but this whole conversation can be applied to any type of relationship or friendship mm-hmm. that you have. So
yeah.
Y'all take that to the bank and cash it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We thank you guys
thank you.
For streaming.
Yeah.
We thank you guys for watching. We thank you guys for listening.
Rolling with us for all these episodes.
Season one.
I guess this is a season one. I mean, we actually got two seasons into one.
Yeah, this is a lot of episodes.
A lot of episodes.
I think we got y'all spoiled.
Yeah.
That was a whole lot of episodes.
I hope y'all
season.
don't leave us. Y'all make sure y'all come back in September. Come back and we're gonna get things rolling. And I am so excited when we kick off the next season because
already got some people in mind that we want to bring on the show.
Yeah, we're gonna have some.
And
some
if y'all
guests.
Got some ideas for people that maybe y'all want us to include or maybe reach out to, might be people we don't
tag
know.
Tag them on our post
Please
and say,
do.
Hey, connect with these,
y'all need
you
to
know,
collab.
These peeps. Yeah, collab.
Let
yeah.
us know. Let us
yeah.
know how you've been enjoying these episodes and even the season. Or maybe even some topics that you want to hear about in the coming season in September.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
of those things, please drop them in the chat. Y'all know we love to respond and connect with y'all in the chat as well.
All right.
It's been good.
It's been wonderful.
It's been great.
It's been refreshing.
Yep.
It's been therapeutic. It's been all the things. So, yeah, we will see you all in September. Make sure that you even comment, hit us up on IG.
Yep.
We might drop in and do some lives. We'll see. I'm not going to make no promises there. But, yeah. We thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on any podcast platform, and we will see you all in September.
One more time for season one.
That's a wrap.
Let's get it.
All right.